It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light
Sports for our generation.
We like to do picks, so we'll pull them up here. The old pick Excel sheet. NBA.
Yeah.
Preseason selections. Thank you to our own Adam Fornwalt for coming up with some of these. They're really good.
Yes. Yeah. I really enjoyed filling this out.
So we got stuff like MVP, Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player. We'll start with MVP. So we'll start with you, Kyle. Dwayne Wade.
What up?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, I definitely have been following his move. It's exciting to see him go to the Bulls. He's got a lot of good talent around him, and we saw him come out opening game. Last season, he only had 7 threes, and in the opening game, he had 3, and he played lights out. And I think in a situation like that, that's who's going to win an MVP. It changes a culture, and you see a change based on a player's leadership.
All right, Chris, you took the easy way out and said LeBron.
LeBron, man.
No.
What about him?
I think he's just
How long
have
you been a fan
season?
Of LeBron?
I've been a LeBron since first Cavs.
Okay.
First Cavs, and I don't know. I think he's at.
Were
the
you a
pinnacle.
Fan of him when he played college ball at Notre Dame?
No. I didn't.
I hope
follow
you picked up
ball.
On that.
Yeah. No. No. Good try.
All right. Yeah. You're darn right. All right. Keep going.
But I don't know. I didn't really pick up until he got into professional. But I think he's just at the pinnacle of his career, and he's got a great team surrounding him. And he's just an all-around, just amazing player. So I think he's going to pull another one.
I also took the easy way out here, and I picked Steph Curry.
But?
And why? This is, well, I mean, he's kind of just developed that game where he's in the stage of it where I think he's at his prime. And he does have a lot of help. There's a lot of playmakers on that team.
But that's
just
why,
as we've
that's
said.
Why I wouldn't give it to him is because he has everybody. How are you going to be the most
true.
Valuable player of a team when everybody
it's
on their team is
KD, Thompson?
Yeah. Valuable.
Yeah.
Which in a that's situation true. Like Dwayne Wade, or even I like what Denton has with Damian Lillard. He has an MVP in Damian Lillard who we saw the Portland Trail Blazers really put together a good season last year, and you had CJ McCollum play really well alongside of him. And I definitely wouldn't be surprised if Dame Dollar's in the mix of that. So
all right, well, let's move on here. We'll do a little bit of a rapid fire as we head to the top of the hour once again. Next one, Rookie of the Year.
Buddy Hield. For the Pelicans.
Okay.
One of the top college prospects.
Certainly
that came
a team
out.
Where he could make noise.
Absolutely. With AD, it's going to be exciting.
Jamal Murray.
I don't know. I think he's just going to come in with the Nuggets, go mile high, and I think he's just going to open it up. Coming from Kentucky, I mean, homeboy can shoot. He's got a great team presence behind him as well.
I got Denzel Valentine. I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do this season. Defensive Player of the Year.
DeAndre Jordan.
Okay.
He's going to be hacking Jordan all year long, but you know what? I'm hoping that he makes
you
some of these
great You also
took
the
throws.
Easy way out with this one.
Draymond Green.
Whatever.
I don't know, man. He when he's not punching people
I mean,
or
he is
going to
be
people.
The only person playing like true defense down on the glass.
Yeah. Here's one for you. How about Mr. 2K Man? Hassan Whiteside.
He's going to be hacking
he's,
people,
I mean,
too.
He's really bad. Also another team where he could really make noise, and especially in the absence
people.
Of Chris Bosh, which should be probably for the whole year. And,
forever.
Or forever, rather. And he's really gone up, and he can make some noise. Most improved player, I have Joakim Noah.
Wow.
CJ McCollum?
I'm CJ McCollum, because he played so well last season. I think he's going to come out, and he's going to play really well.
Yeah, I got Devin Booker. I don't know. I mean, watching a lot of his
Has Booker been around long enough to be the most improved player of the year?
Hey, it doesn't say like most improved over 5 years. It just says most improved.
Okay.
I mean, watching a lot of his off-season tapes, he just seems like he's finding his rhythm and getting comfortable.
Sixth man.
Iguodala.
You're just going all like right down the line of
Pretty
Warriors.
Pretty much. All right. That's what it feels.
What do you got, Kyle?
I've got Jamal Crawford. He's won the Sixth Man Award multiple years already.
You think he's going to win it for a fourth time?
I really do believe he...
Isn't there a point in your career when you win that too many times, it's like it's time to not be a sixth man?
But no, in a situation
man.
Like this, he plays such a good way of coming in, and he gets a lot of points for the Clippers. All in right. a situation with, all the Clippers players, I don't know what Blake Jordan... I don't know what they're all going to do.
All right, I have Zach Randolph. All right, first seed for the East, first seed for the West.
I've got the Bulls.
For the first seed?
Yep.
Oh. I've got Cavs.
Okay. I have the Cavs as well. First seed in the West.
Warriors.
Oh, I'm definitely going against everybody. I'm going Jazz here.
Yeah, what's that's going
bold,
on with that?
That's a bold prediction.
What's going on with that?
The Jazz finished out last season really,
really
well.
Really strong. And, I mean, they've made some swaps in the offseason, and I don't know. I have a feeling that they're going to come up and surprise everybody this year.
I wouldn't
I have
be surprised.
The Warriors as well.
I feel like they're going to make it to the playoffs.
Surprise team.
Lakers.
Wizards.
Knicks. Yeah, we can all laugh at that. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Champion, I have the Warriors.
I've got the Cavs.
Warriors.
Will Chris Bosh play? We all said no. Nope. Somebody
no, wait,
said yes.
Adam.
Adam Fornwalt said yes.
Yes, Adam Fornwalt.
I'm going to... Yeah, I don't... Definitely not. Will Kawhi Leonard be traded? Everybody said no.
No.
A bold prediction. What do you have, Kyle?
I got the Lakers are going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, Jazz take the West.
It's a little too early to tell for the Lakers. They gotta go back to square one.
But they already have. I mean, if you didn't see that first game that they played and they beat the Rockets, and the Rockets were playing lights out, and that's James Harden who is playing a really weird, different James Harden.
Yeah,
17 assists in the first half. I mean, he was playing. I mean, he accumulated, I think, between him and his assist, you counted for like 50 points. I mean, it was ridiculous. And Luke Walton, he's got him playing kind of like that small ball Warriors offense where they move the ball a lot. I wouldn't be surprised if down the road, Luke Walton's got him up.
All right. I have 76ers win at least 40 games. I really liked what they were doing. Embiid. Adam calls him the process because that's what he calls himself. He says, I am the process.
Yeah.
Misses 2 years. I think that this could be, you know, you talk about what happened when you have somebody who's actually looking very productive for them in MCW, Michael Carter Williams.
Is that why Jacob Patterson has him as the rookie of the year, even though he's been...
I guess you could do that. I wouldn't argue with that. I guess
and
you
Thomas
could do that.
Thomas has him as the rookie of the year.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, he's never played, so...
You haven't played yet, so you're a regular.
All right, and finally, which team has made the best change in the offseason?
Best change in the offseason? I'm going with the Lakers in this because of Luke Walton and what he's bringing to the table. People forget, he went 39-4 as the interim head coach while Steve Kerr was out last year. 39-4. And he's a big deal for this offense to be able to have a young offense and a young team come together, and even the players now are coming out and saying, you know what, it was good that Kobe was here, and it was good that he got his shine, but you know what, it's not about one player now.
Biggest change, Chris?
Biggest change, I'm going to go with Boston picking up Al Horford.
Ooh, okay. That is a big, I like that.
Boston, I mean, they've actually picked up somebody who, multi-time all-star, I mean, great defensive player, and actually gives Celtics... something with defense.
I mean, they have a point guard who's like 4'11", so I'm really excited to see that.
For the sake of argument here, I got to go with the Knicks once again. You bring in Noah, you bring in Rose. I mean, that's everything that they had wanted. They had been trying to get somebody huge in there since you had the decision with LeBron, the original decision, and the Knicks kind of, I guess you could say they came in, what, third place, fourth place in that whole debacle there, but you bring in two guys that are quality. They have had issues plaguing them that have caused them not to play their top ball, but you bring them in, you pair them up with Melo and Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
And we'll see what they can do.